May the Lord help us to commence our worship today by singing hymn number 7. Number 7. God shall alone the refuge be, and comfort of my mind. Too wise to be mistaken he, too good to be unkind. Hymn number 7. Our reading from the sacred word of God is Psalm 31. Psalm number 31. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defence to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbours, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed me his marvellous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Amen. May the Lord bless his holy word to us and help John now in prayer.
Dear kind and gracious God, oh, do help us now as we come together on this Sabbath day's morning worship. Lord, do grant us each a spirit of real prayer. Lord, we would thank thee, oh, for another Sabbath day. Lord, as we can gather into thy house, and we do pray that we may truly worship thee this day. And Lord, do grant us a truly thankful heart for each and every mercy. And Lord, we do pray that, oh, today may be a day, oh, when thou wilt so come and work amongst us in this thy house. Lord, may thy presence be known. Lord, as we come this morning with none of thy servants with us, Lord, we pray that thou wilt bless the word. Oh, the word that is read, and Lord, may be preached many years ago. But Lord, we pray that it may be, proved to be, Lord, one of thy appointments, oh, for that sermon to be read. So, Lord, do be with us today as we gather for worship, and Lord, do come amongst us, we pray. And oh, we would come confessing our many sins. Lord, in mercy, look upon us. Oh, thou who seest and knowest everything. Oh, all the sins of another week. And Lord, we plead with thee, oh, for forgiveness. Lord, in mercy, look upon us. And oh, do grant, Lord, real confession before thee. Lord, help us to, oh, fall before thee, pleading thy mercy. And Lord, as we gather together today, we especially do thank thee, Lord, for that preserving mercy to our deacon. Lord, who, Lord, thou knowest in the week, Lord, how the bale fell on him. And Lord, oh, we do thank thee that his life was preserved. And Lord, we do pray for him now. Lord, that thou wilt sanctify this to him. And Lord, do help him, do grant him that relief from pain, we pray. Lord, we pray that thou wilt grant thy healing touch. Lord, may ye prove, as we have sung, too wise to be mistaken, too good to be unkind. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou wilt so sanctify thy dealings. Lord, thou hast brought him through much affliction. Oh, Lord, thou hast raised him up. And Lord, we pray that thou wilt again raise him up to that measure of health and strength. So, Lord, do be with him today in the hospital. We do pray, Lord, that he may be helped, Lord, if enabled to listen in, and Lord, that thou'll bless the word to him. And may it be a time of sweet meditation. And Lord, as he will be forced to rest for a while, Lord, we pray that, oh, that thou wilt draw near. Lord, that he may be able to say, my meditation of him shall be sweet. Lord, do draw near, do comfort him, we pray. And Lord, there are others too that we miss with us this morning in affliction. Lord, those in sickness, we pray for them. Lord, do raise them up again. Oh, as these things come, Lord, we pray, Lord, that thou wilt restore them again. And Lord, do be with each one. Remember those away, Lord, some on holiday, we pray that they'll be with them. Be with them where they gather today. Lord, oh, may it be, Lord, wherever they are, wherever they gather, Lord, that thou wilt gather with them. Oh, bless the word to them. Lord, we do pray that thou wilt so help, Lord, in the services up and down the land today. Lord, do help thy servants that have gone forth. Give them that word to break to the people. And Lord, do bless the word. And Lord, we do pray for thy aged servant expected amongst us this evening. Lord, do help him at Selville today, and Lord, do bring him up to us this evening and give him that word to bring. Lord, give him strength for the day. And oh, we pray, Lord, that he may be thy messenger with thy message to us this night. Lord, thou hast used him here over the years. We pray it may be so again today. Lord, that today may be a day when thou wilt work amongst us at Swavers. Lord, do then help each of thy servants, we pray. Be with them, Lord, and those that gather in just the twos and the threes, Lord. Oh, many, Lord, churches so low. Oh, we pray, Lord, that it may be a day when thou wilt work in Zion. Oh, Lord, may there be that done today. Lord, may there be the signs following the preaching of the word. And Lord, we do pray that there may be an effect. Lord, may there be that coming away from thy house differently to how we went in. Lord, do them work. Bless the hymns given out today. Lord, help the deacons in the choice and giving out of the hymns up and down the land. Lord, thou dost use the hymn, and oh, we pray it may be a day when the hymns are blessed. Lord, we pray for that help in the Sunday school too. Lord, that thou may be that done today. Those bread cast upon the waters, Lord, may be found after many days. But Lord, we pray that there may be something in the Sunday school today that the children will take home, will remember, may be brought back to their memory in years to come. So, Lord, do so work amongst us, we pray. And, Lord, we pray that thou wilt keep us from grieving thee in any way, oh, in our worship this day. Lord, that we may be in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. Lord, we do pray that, oh, that thou look upon us as a nation at this time. Lord, thou knowest the general election, Lord. We pray that thou wilt, oh, overrule. Lord, thou knowest. Thou knowest the future. Lord, we hear of all the many things that they say that they would do if they get in power. But Lord, thou art above all this. Oh, we do pray, Lord, and there may be one and another able to speak out and to say something, Lord. Oh, something, Lord, that points to thy word. And Lord, we pray that there may be a change, Lord, that there may be that turning again to thy word. Lord, we pray that thou work at this important time, Lord, that thou we may see thy hand overruling in all things. So, Lord, do in mercy look upon us. Remember other lands, Lord, not so favoured as us. And, oh, we would pray for them. Lord, those where there is that warfare. Oh, Lord, do grant that peace, we pray. Lord, thou art the God above all nations. And Lord, oh, we do pray. Oh, that, Lord, there may be that look into thee. Lord, in mercy, look upon us. Oh, do then help us, we pray. Lord, be with us through this service. Help our deacon, Lord, in reading. And Lord, we pray that it may prove to be a good day in thy house. So then do forgive our poor attempts, to call upon thee. Lord, make up where we fail. We ask it for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Let us now sing hymn number 64. 64. Sovereign ruler of the skies, ever gracious, ever wise, all my times are in thy hand, all events at thy command. Hymn number 64.
Thank you.
I will try and read to you a sermon preached by William Brown, who was minister at Godmanchester. He died in 1867 at the age of 55, and this sermon was preached in the year that he died. You will find the words of the text in the psalm that we read, Psalm 31 and verse 15. Psalm 31, verse 15, and this clause, "My times are in thy hand." What a quieting and comforting thought this is, if we really believe it, and are enabled amidst all the changing scenes of life to look up and say with David, "But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand." Let us look for a moment at God as the God of providence, as the God of all things. Think how he formed this world and all the host of heaven. Has anything been left to chance? Is not all in the most perfect order and everything arranged? The sun, the moon, the stars, all moving in order, and in those movements time to a moment. Like that beautiful eclipse we saw the other day. Remember, this is 1867. Who ordered it to happen just at that very instant? It was the Creator of all things, he who holdeth the waters in the hollow of his hand. Let us look at God's management of the world. Every event ordered, from the creation of Adam till Christ shall come again the second time, all appointed. Every human being who has lived or shall live, every event that has taken place in the lives of each, all has been appointed, and that to a moment. Everything great or small, from the birth of Solomon to the falling of a sparrow. Look at the first chapter of Matthew, at the genealogy there traced out, how exact it is. And then it says, from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations, all fixed, all lined out. The railway timetable is fixed, and when you get to a certain station, you expect the time to be as stated. But here we see the weakness of man. We know not what accident may occur to frustrate man's promise. But God makes no mistakes. He sees the end from the beginning. He knows the events of each future day. Not a single shaft can hit till the God of love sees fit. What a comforting thought to a child of God to know that though he may be tried like Job, God is sitting by as the refiner. If our eyes were only open to see it, as at Dothan when the prophet prayed, "Lord, open the eyes of this young man," and they were opened. And what did he see? Oh, he saw the city surrounded with chariots and horses of fire. And if our eyes too were anointed, what should we see? We should behold the angels of God encamping round about us as a guard and a wall of fire. And the promise is, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Let us for a moment think of David. It is said in the Chronicles, now the acts of David the king, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of Samuel the seer, and in the book of Nathan the prophet, and in the book of Gad the seer, with all his reign and his might, and the times that went over him, and over Israel, and over all the kingdoms of the countries. How much there is in this verse. The God of David and the God of Israel managed and ordered all these times, and to poor David, what times they were. God is the special God of Israel, that is, his own people. But he is also the God of the whole earth. Not even the sparrow can alight upon the ground without your heavenly Father. We do not half realize this truth. If we did, what peace it would bring. God is managing all. Like the coachman with the horse's reins, guiding all, holding in his hand even the enemy. And even the devil cannot go beyond God's permission. Like Bunyan's lions in The Pilgrim's Progress, they are chained. They may frighten poor Christian, but they can do him no harm. The word is, hitherto shalt thou come, but no further. It is said, the times that went over him. So may we say of you, poor child of God. It may be that now it is a time of grief with you. Is it not often so with the believer? Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but they and all that concerns them are in the hand of God, the great physician, and he, like the skillful doctor, knows how to combine all the ingredients in the cup and to make them work together for good. Poor dear child of God, have you a bitter cup to drink? It is mixed by God himself. The good physician has mixed it with his own hand, and he knows every drop in the cup. When he was on earth, he appeared in this very character, and he was so good, he refused none, so skillful that he never failed. In our hospitals, some are found to be incurable and they are sent away. But our blessed Lord loves to deal with such. And does not that just describe our case? Loathed incurables we stand. And as poor lepers we cry out, unclean, unclean. But how various are our afflictions. How diversified the times that go over us. Sometimes the enemy seems as if he would swallow us up, coming with his dreadful temptations. But he cannot put upon us more than our gracious God allows. He is chained, and though he may afflict, he shall not devour. When he came amongst the sons of God and accused Job, the command was, save his life. And your life, poor tempted one, is safe. The devil has no power over it. God has planted a hedge around you, and you are safe. The cloud that troubled the Egyptians helped and comforted the Israelites. And what you know not now, you will know hereafter, and you will see that you have been led by the right way and the best way to the city of habitation. Whatever your trial, how much worse it might have been, or you might have been where hope never comes. Ah, but you perhaps say, if God had not deserted me, should not I be delivered? That is no proof. There is a time and a set time to be delivered. God does not say when, only that it will be in the right time. He will help right early. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. None shall swallow thee up. The good shepherd will save his poor sheep, though it be so far gone that, as the prophet says, there may be only a leg or a piece of an ear. To all thy trials and temptations there is a limit. There is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. The time will come when the spirit of heaviness shall be exchanged for the garment of praise. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. As the earth rolls round, as day and night follow each other, so it is with the child of God. The light will break in again. Perhaps you are now in the dark and saying, when shall it be morning? Wait, remember, your times are in his hand. Perhaps, poor soul, you may be tried and tempted to think there is no God, or that he has forgotten you. Well, you are not alone even here. Look at the footprints of the saints of old. Look at Joseph in the pit. What must have been his feelings? Don't you think the enemy would whisper in his ear, is there a God? Can he see me? If he did, would he allow me to be cast in here and left to perish? Oh, how he felt. His brethren afterwards called it the anguish of his soul. Look at him again in Egypt, cast into prison, unjustly accused, and kept there for 2 long years. Was not this a trial of faith? How he must have felt as if he was left and forsaken of God. But what a providence in all these things, all to bring about the good of Joseph and the sustaining of the house of Israel and the people of God. All was well ordered and well timed, and Joseph saw it to be so in the end, and was well satisfied with the times that had gone over him. But what joy when his deliverance came! Could not Joseph have preached a sermon from our text? I'm sure he could. He knew by experience, and that is the way to understand the word. What histories we read of the Old Testament saints. David was at one time the young shepherd looking after his sheep, then called of God to stand forth as the champion for Israel, and slaying, by the power of God, the giant who dared to defy that God. Then see him fleeing for his life for fear of Saul and begging a few loaves of bread from the hand of the priest. Then behold him raised to the throne and the Lord blessing him in all his ways. See him again under the power of temptation, falling into the grievous sin which gave him broken bones for the rest of his life. Though God forgave him and put away his sin, we are sure poor David never forgave himself. We might go on with David's long history and tell of the times that went over him. But what did he say at last after all his trials and sore conflicts? He hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. Let us look for a moment at Daniel and the times that went over him. At one time in the den of lions, at another time clothed with scarlet and made third ruler in the kingdom. And after all the solemn visions that he saw, what was the word addressed to him by the angel? Thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. Look at another picture. The three Hebrews in the fire. Hear their blessed testimony for God. See them bound and thrown into the burning fiery furnace. What a time was this to pass over them. But look at them again and see with them even the Son of God. Oh, my dear friends, this is the life of a child of God. It is the life of faith. Trials and deliverances, both appointed and both to the moment. Look at the New Testament saints, at the disciples when their dear Lord and Master was dead. What a time of grief and desolation it was, and their faith so low they could only say, "We trusted it had been He which should have redeemed Israel." But oh, the joy when He rose. When Mary clasped his dear feet and cried, as it were, "My Lord and my God." And when the two going to Emmaus found the dear stranger who had walked and talked with them, to find he was their dear and blessed master. Oh, what a time of joy to go over them. How they went back to Jerusalem to tell the joyful news to their brethren and sisters that they had seen the Lord. How little they would mind the long walk and the dark night. Their feet would hardly feel the ground, and they knew where to go. They would not go to their worldly relatives or friends to tell the joyful news. No, it was to their brethren. We have seen the Lord. Oh, what joy. And that is just what we want, again and again. And then the dear Lord did come, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst. And so he comes to us now and then, and turns our night into day, and says to us, peace be unto you. And his promise is, I will see you again. And did a covenant God ever break his word? Or can one promise fail? Oh no. Our comforts may fail and darkness may come on, but light will break in again, for our times are in his hand. Some poor dear children of God cannot read their title clear to all these blessings. Many cannot. They cannot see they are the characters described. Their language is, but am I a child? The Lord suffers this for wise ends. It is one of the times that pass over you. Some are more subject to this than others. They are little faiths. And some remain so almost to the very last, little faiths, ready to halt, such is their character. We must not lay down a line for God. He deals with his people as he will. Each has a case of his own, and each is led by the Lord and ordered in the way he should go. And in this the Lord is a sovereign and does as he will. Some pass through much darkness, others less, having a smoother path. But those who have great faith generally have great trials. But the measure is, as thy day, thy strength shall be. Let not the strong look down upon the weak and despise them, and let not the weak envy the strong or condemn them. These things ought not to be. The apostle would war against this evil. He speaks of God giving to everyone severally as he will. The apostles were not all alike. They had different gifts. And the language of Paul, who might be called the greatest of them all, was, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And this word fits us all. Let a poor child of God be in ever such darkness. If, like Paul on his voyage, neither sun nor stars for many days appears, yet they shall not sink. Light will dawn again, for it is said, light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. It is living light, living seed that is sown. Like David, we may say, there be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. That is the good a child of God wants. When in our right mind we see and feel the emptiness of every worldly thing. But these seasons of darkness, as well as seasons of light, are among the times that go over us. This wilderness state is a state of warfare. We have many enemies to grapple with. We are called to endure hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ and to put on the whole armour of God. What for? We do not want a buckler and sword in time of peace and security, but it is needed to defend us from our foes. How exactly God times everything. At the set time, to a day and an hour, Noah was brought out of the ark. Must he not have had his trial of faith and his many exercises when shut up and riding upon the waters? Don't you think he had his fears and misgivings? And would not the devil be there, tempting him that God had forgotten them? But no, every day and every night they were watched over by a covenant God and Father. Each living creature there, a type of the church, was fed and sustained, and at the right time set free. So shall it be with every living child of mercy. And God has no dead children. They may feel lifeless, but there is life, for it is hid with Christ in God. Dear child of God, you may feel in prison, but there is a door of deliverance for you, though you may not be able to see it. And the same hand that shut the door can open it. My times are in his hand. Sometimes the Lord appears in a most unexpected way. It may be in the midst of a conflict we are having with the enemy, when our great Saviour and Redeemer appears. And he not only vanquishes the devil, but as David says, he prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemies. Berridge says, I think my foes are all dead. Not so. They are alive. It is said after the 40 days of temptation of the dear Lord in the wilderness, when on earth, that the devil departed from him for a season. These seasons are in the hand of the Father. My times are in his hand. It is as he pleases. Our dearest friends can do nothing for us, only as God will have it. How ready we should be to cut the knots of providence. But it must not be so. We must wait and look to a God of providence and grace to do it for us. We cannot hasten or frustrate these things. My times are in his hand. Noah or his sons might try to open the door of the ark, but it was shut by almighty power. And when he shuts, none can open. Are we in some great affliction, passing through the furnace? Our friends try to comfort us, and sympathy is sweet and precious. But how little can the creature do, even the kindest and the best? But one word of heavenly peace and joy dropping on the heart, and how is the scene changed? My times are in thy hand. Dear Lord, I bless thee that they are. I would not have them in my own power if I might. God's tender care and watchful providence extends to everything. Where do I dwell? God knows, for he has fixed the very bounds of my habitation. Is it not a blessed and a quieting thought? How often when I lived in the country, I've looked at a little thatched cottage where a dear old believer dwelt and thought it one of the dwellings of the righteous and angels watching over it, that no harm happen to that dear old lame woman now in glory. Then again, what is our employment? How do we get our bread? That too is ordered. God knows our daily life. It may be our daily cross. The poor mother washing the clothes or dusting the house is still under the gracious eye of God. Her times are in his hand. To some, God gives riches. To some, he gives poverty. Some of his dear people can hardly get a mouthful of meat, and they may be tempted to think, how can this be when all is in my Father's hand? Well, poor dear children of God, we don't know how it is, only we know this, that he doeth all things well, and that what we know not now, we shall know hereafter. Many are tried with ill health, and none can enter into that but those who have experienced it. Many of the family of God are on beds of languishing and pain. Whatever be our trials, our language is like David's. How long, O Lord? How long? Not the 10,000th part of a second beyond the appointed time, beyond your Father's time. For your times are in his hand. And there would I leave them. Amen. I'll ask Andrew to come and close the meeting, please.
Notices for today, Sunday school. This afternoon will be at ours for Greenside Close, not at Bethany, at 2:30, the usual time. Mr. Pocock is expected to preach tomorrow, and Mr. Wheatley next Lord's Day. He also hopes to take the Sunday school, all subject to the Lord's will. Our closing hymn this morning is hymn 329. 329. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled? 329. Almighty and eternal Lord God, help us to come humbly to thee now, to ask thy blessing and the application of thy word to our hearts this morning. O Lord, thou knowest those things that we have read, those things that we have sung, those things that we have had read to us. And O Lord, we do pray that these blessed truths might be blessed and applied to each of our souls. Lord, we pray that we may be able to take them home, and as we go on in our lives, to think upon them, to meditate on them, and that, Lord, it may truly be a comfort to us in those times of trial and trouble, especially that our times are in thy hand. But Lord, we do pray also, and we realise also, that we do not know what a day or an hour may bring forth. And O Lord, so we pray that as we consider these things, they may also serve to stir us up, that we might be able to examine our own hearts before thee, to see whether we know that thou art our God, whether we are one of thy people, whether our sins are forgiven by that great sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. O Lord, help us then to consider these things too. And O, we pray, Lord, that each and every one of us may be made ready, truly ready, for that day when our time will end, and that we will stand before thy almighty judgment throne. O, may each of us, Lord, be fully and truly prepared for these things. O, do give us each that urgency in our hearts, Lord, to make this the most important thing in our lives, to know that thou art our God and our Saviour. Lord, help us, we pray. Leave us not to be blinded by all the gods of this world and the busyness of our lives. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou will overcome all these things and, Lord, truly work in us each and grant us that we may each really truly seek thee in a time when thou mayest be found. For, Lord, there will be a time when it will be too late. And so we pray that none of us may put off the consideration of these things, and that we may each come to know, while we are still here in time, that great salvation, Jesus Christ, a precious Saviour, our hope for time and for eternity. O then, Lord, do bless us each, we pray thee here. Remember each that have listened in online this morning, those that are unwell, those that are not here, those that may be away. Dad in hospital, Lord, we pray for each one, that thou wilt be with them, bless them where they are. Bless us together as a church, as a congregation, we pray thee, and may thy almighty work be known and seen here, known and felt in our hearts, that it might bring forth that honour and glory to thy great and holy name. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt help us each through the rest of the day to grant thy blessing on the Sunday school this afternoon. We pray thou wilt bring Mr. Chapman here later on this evening, and oh, do give him, Lord, a message from heaven to bring to us. Grant him the physical strength he needs in his old age, and do once more make him a blessing, we pray thee. Lord, help us to be truly thankful for thy help through this service, for thy presence with us, and now may thy blessing truly rest upon it. Do forgive all that has been amiss in thy sight. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. And now may the love of God our Father, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ our Saviour, and the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit rest upon us each. Amen.